Welcome to the Imperial Conflict Radio podcast. It is a totally different kind of game. The game itself is just...
Oops, sorry, I wasn't listening to that at all.
You're sitting duck.
Well, that's good. Just a little bit disappointing.
Yeah, let's see how chat blows up now with that comment. Good job.
The game itself is just...
Drinks.
Yeah. Well, good evening, everybody. This is MTMTG Dad. Well, sorry, I've got a little bit of echo in my headphones. I've got Tommy with me tonight. Tommy, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. This is Tommy here. Good to be here for... This is actually my first time listening live. I tried to get in on a bunch of these before, but now that I'm playing, I thought I'd stop in and join MTG for this.
Well, it's great to have you. So, Tommy, I've been playing for about 6 or 8 months now. I've been doing these for about 5 months. Why don't you give the listeners a little bit of info on how long you've been playing IC, some of the great things you've done, and how you're liking the round so far.
Yeah, so I probably started IC back in, like, 2004. I was like 12 years old though, so I probably didn't learn that much back then. Stopped back in every couple years since then, but didn't start really playing till probably like 2016, but had a good time since then. Most of the rounds I played were probably 2017. Had a lot of fun though, met a lot of fun people. For some reason, I still draft in with the big one pretty much every time, but haven't had any issues.
Well, that is awesome. And as always, folks, if you have any questions, just feel free to post them in chat and we'll try to grab them as we see them. So, Tommy, do you want to start at the number one fam or you want to start in the back and work our way up?
Oh, we got to start at the bottom and work our way up. I mean, if there's no anticipation, nobody's going to stick around, right?
Well, that sounds good. So right now we've got the Spectre fam in the last ranks.
Yeah, sounds good. So we're going by size here then, I take it?
Yep.
All right, let's do it. Do you want to do this one and we can switch off on each one?
Yeah, that sounds good. So the only thing I know about this family is it looks like they're being led by Spike, who is a pretty decent player. I've seen him a couple of rounds, but... He told me that they're full of a lot of unknowns and he doesn't really know who's playing with and they don't seem very organized. They have an okay map position, but they're just not going to make it this round and they're definitely pretenders for dead last.
Yeah, I mean, it sure looks like they're racing to dead last. Yeah, as Hydro points out, Bender is in this family. I'm pretty sure Bender is Drons or Drones or however you say that. I think he usually plays by Bender, but... Okay, that's cool. So, I mean, I'm sure that they'll have some SS or super small guys who stick it out till the end. Hopefully they'll have fun. We'll see.
Well, and we are forgetting the one family that was deleted today. They were there, but because they had all of their random accounts, they got deleted and moved to the other family. So they were not in last, but now they are.
Yeah, sure. And if Spike and Drones do stay till the end, we'll definitely say that they didn't finish in last because there are 12 fams to start. And if you finish 11th, we'll say that that is not 12th and not last.
That sounds good to me.
But yeah, and we'll work back to the whole cheating thing that you guys definitely want to hear all about later on in the show.
So why don't you head up number 10?
All right, number 10, we have 6364, the Christmas fam, which, as the round goes on, I mean, it's just going to get further and further from Christmas, and they'll be stuck with those names. Let's see, and for the record, I got this list of everyone who's in all the fams probably 15 minutes ago, so I have not read through this or had too much time with it, but it looks here that they've got Vicious, Hoyt, looking in here, they've got Scratch also. MTG seems to feel that they have good map position and a slow start. They've got some players in there. They're definitely going to stick around till the end. Looks like their start wasn't so great. Don't have a Kamar, and they do have the lots of open space around them. MGG, how do you pronounce Kamar? Is that correct? I've never heard
that. That is how I always said it. It's Kamar.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure this. I'm sure doing the radio is definitely gonna bring up some pronunciation wars. And yeah, definitely pop into the chat and correct us if you have any incorrect pronunciations that you would like to chime in with.
Yeah, I know. I think they have Tox and LTE too, so they have a decent lineup. I know Vish just led my fan last round, so I'm thinking he's leading again, but I'm not sure if he can really get them above the bottom four families this round.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I've played with Toxin too. Toxin's great. I've seen him lead before with mixed success. I haven't been in any of those fans, but yeah, I mean, they've got players in there.
Yeah, so we'll move on to the next one, the ninth-ranked family right now, 63-62, make our family great again. Only person I saw here was Riven. I know I played with him in the last Terror round before it was reset. I'm not sure who else is here, but they do only have five players, so that's going to set them pretty far behind any of the other families.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I remember that this fam was the first or second one to fill up to seven. So from before the round started, it looked like they were at least going to have a whole fam of people playing. Let's see. I don't know if Airwing is making this up, but he seems to say that Donald and Soul are both in this fam, which makes it surprising to me that they had such a poor start. Oh, but injuries. Critical season-ending injuries. Rizzy broke his arm and isn't in there. What a calamity.
Yeah, I played with Rizzy briefly, and I know Soul, but he's been pretty quiet this round, so it wouldn't be surprised me if he's just kind of staying in the back and not really pushing things.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly wouldn't be the first time that Icy Death has just completely disappeared in the round.
I don't know the backstory on that, but I've seen some things in chat, and we should just probably not go there.
All right. So you think this fam is a contender, MTG?
I really do not. They just don't have the ability, and with only five players, they're just going to be short, what is that, 80 expos a week, and they just can't keep up with that.
All right. Well, I certainly think they have the players with that roster, but we'll see how it turns out.
All right, so you've got 61 next.
63-61. Here we go. This is the Naruto's Guild. I never watched the Naruto series, and I've been scolded many, many times for that fact. But so from MTG's message, it looks like not a lot. They did not tell him many of the players that were in there, but they had lots of inactives. I think this is the fam that got the one or two players merged in from the other fam that got assimilated. I don't know if they're calling it assimilation still. But yeah, MTG doesn't have a list of any of the names, and I don't know who any of the people in this family is.
Yeah, no, I didn't get anything from them, and I'm not really sure who's there, but they're definitely not going to do anything this round.
Yeah, hey, well, we got the big one in Xenon in the chat. How much actual in-game stuff am I allowed to talk about before being accused of sharing excess information and causing illegal alliances?
I'll tell you, you know, we've been pretty open with what we've talked about here and what's going on. Same thing with if you said, hey, guys, attack me right now, then that would cause one. But outside of that, you should be good.
All right. Cool. Cool. But yeah, this is the family that jumped all over me with messages when I came close to them at all. So they are paying attention, and they were ready to fight. So we'll see if they keep up that vigor.
right, so we'll move on to the next one. We got 6370, The Family. They've got King Ray, Zan Harum, Tiff, Swagga, Biscuit, and Spectre. And until recently, they did have Big Gary / Shane. They do have a great lineup going on right now, but both losing Shane, they're going to be a little bit behind, and we're going to see how it's going to affect them.
Yeah, and from looking at the, I mean, a huge string of forum posts, I haven't seen, it's been a couple of years since I've seen the forum blowing up like that. But yeah, I mean, they posted their Silence recap, and they had also sunk additional resources into Shane there. So they lost even more than just the player. They had sunk additional resources into that they'll be losing. Here with that, I don't think Pi said if it was a full ban or if it was just a block and he might come back later in the round, but I sort of feel like he's not gonna be showing his face back in here this round.
Well, the interesting thing is since he was banned, they have jumped up in the rankings. They're currently fourth right now.
Yeah, fourth by net worth. They're definitely pulling their weight for their size, but I mean, I think it's still difficult when you're down players, and especially with those independent undefended planets on the player when they have the block on them, because they aren't removed from the game. All their stuff is still there, it just can't be accessed. Oh, but here, Tiff is saying that they're going to be removing him. Yeah, so I don't think anyone's going to be taking advantage of that, especially because we're still in exploration phase. And yeah, I mean, in doing a PVC in exploration phase, there's still lots of fun to be had. I don't think there's been any wars to speak of. So, I mean, anything can still definitely happen now.
Yeah, I think we've just had a couple of border disputes, and that's about it. But they have a pretty good lineup, so hopefully they can bounce back. And I would say there's probably pretenders for middle of the group. I call them pretenders for top eight. But maybe they can push a little bit higher with the groups they have and get on from this Shane thing.
Yeah, I could definitely see them finishing in the middle. We'll see. I think a lot of these players are ones that that I've managed to miss in the my... Because, yeah, it's been, 7 or 8 months since I last played, but yeah, Swagga and Spectre, they can hang. Yeah,
so all I right, think the so next you've got line. Dark's fame now.
Ah, yes, Dark. I had a great chat with Dark last night talking about the game. But yeah, 63-63, Simply Us. This fam is not hiding. They have their names in their empires. They're here to play. This honestly was the biggest surprise fam for me, going from Airwing plus like five inactives at the start of round, and I'm pretty sure almost every single player in this fam has joined either something like within like the 12 hours before the start of the round or after that. Most recent addition is Pitbull. Dark is leading. They've got Easy Way, Lethal, Air Wing, Renegade Daemon. Renegade says Dark was in there from the beginning. But yeah, I mean, this fam is stacked. If they were full and active together from the beginning of the round, I think they'd be way higher up the rankings. We will see. We'll see just how much they keep. They keep catching up. I think this family is going to really... show stepping up once exploration phase starts to wind down, and I mean all of these great attackers get to shine. I think these guys definitely contenders for the win.
Yeah, I had an indirect conversation with someone a couple weeks ago about what they called meta attackers, or I guess the best attackers out there. And I had a conversation with you, and I feel like there's four families right now that could easily win the round. And this is one of them. They can come up, they can kill some people, and they can go for the win.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, I would go so far as to saying that there's probably five or six families that could win, because, I mean, this is still early enough where fams can blow up each other with fighting, infighting, losing people to inactives. I mean, it's what, the fifth or sixth day of the round. There's lots of time, but I don't think anyone is counting this fam out.
No, definitely not. And I would like to say that no one there is hiding, which is awesome.
Yeah, I've been really happy with this round and how many people have come out of the closet and said where they're at. Because at the start, pretty much everyone was hiding. And now, I mean, now that I know where Sol Invictus is, it's really just what, Munder, Cells, and Frosty. They're pretty much the only ones that people are looking for and haven't found yet. I think a lot of that happened because of the whole cheating thing and people stepping up and saying where they were and all the discussion of that. But I mean, I love to see where everyone actually is. I think it really helps out the camaraderie, the forums. It makes everything come alive.
Oh, definitely. So I'm going to hit our next fam, which is 6366, the 100 Acre Wood. They've got Shumi Ordos, Huflung Dunga, Kanga, and Orbit. So it looks like they have a great map position and a decent start. I don't know how strong they're going to be when they come to attacking. I haven't really played with any of these folks before, so I don't know if you know anything about them, Tommy.
I've never played in the same round of any of these people, but I mean, I've heard of some of them. I mean, Orbit is one of those people that that I hear about pretty much every round as one of those original players in the big time. This is my favorite theme of the round. Some good old Winnie the Pooh and Christopher Robin running around. I mean, they look strong. It's more of, I just haven't played every year for the last two decades to have played with everyone here. And yeah, I'm a few rounds out of it. But I like this fam.
Yeah, they seem good, and they've got a great star cone. So we're just going to see how it turns out for them.
Yeah, for sure. So next, we've got the Turtles family. This is my second favorite theme. I'll do this one. So yeah, so this is Pickle's family. I think this says that Pickle is Shredder, the leader of this family. Light Guns, Dookie, Hala, Remo, Cavemon. I mean, any family with Light Guns in it is going to be an eco powerhouse. There's a lot of vets in this fam. If I had to pick one family to win, I would probably pick this family, inching out a couple of the others. But yeah, I've actually only played with just Pickle out of these guys, but countless rounds against lots of those other players, and they have put up very good fights.
Yeah, I would say that the only thing I would call out is their map position. Isn't that great? They're kind of just a weird spot, so it'll be interesting how it turns out.
Yeah, the interesting thing about maps and map position is it can look like one thing now, but in 4 or 5 days, it could be completely different because you really don't find out which families are the complete inactives who aren't going to attack back at all until exploration phase starts to wind down a little bit. Things get crunched a little bit, and those families that don't have any attackers or have gone mildly inactive since then, they get really squeezed down, and that leaves lots of space for families who were pushed up against them to just move right into without any sort of slowdown at all to their economy.
Yeah, that's definitely true, so we'll see how it turns out for them. And I haven't looked at exactly all the families that are around them. I just know it was a weird spot, but if what you say is true, then maybe they can push and start making some more space for themselves.
Yeah, definitely. So let's see, do you have anything else on this one? Anything, doesn't look like anything from chat in this one? Let's see, you've got the next one, MTG?
Yes, I've got the Master of the Universe, and they are currently third right now, and I don't have any information on them. I know that Soul and Mr. Blonde and Vivanti are there, but that's it. They've got a great start throwing, a good theme, but don't have much information.
Yeah, the only thing I know about this family is they explored probably like 20 ticks across the entire map, set up right in our core, put up hundreds of lasers on the second day, and I had to build a ship and a bomber to get them out of there. So they got a portal up and didn't attack, though, so I guess they were just trying to screw with us, which, definitely annoying. So they're clearly in to have some games, have some fun. Definitely a strong eco start. I like the theme, but yeah, I don't know the play. I don't know the players in this family, so I can't really talk to that regard.
For those who are wondering, I was talking about Soul, S-O-U-L, not Soul Invictus. This could be where Cells is hiding, or even Amunder, because of the people we don't know right now. They do have 7 active players, so that is definitely some good for them, and they can keep up well with the other families going into the rest of the round.
Yeah, someone told me Frosty wasn't playing this round, but I definitely want to set up some betting odds on where Cells and Munder are at. There should be some good speculation as to that. Although, I mean, I'm sure someone knows. Xenon says Frosty is not playing. Xenon says there's no way that Frosty isn't playing, which... I don't know if I agree, but yeah, he can sneak in there. Okay, anything
Erwin
else
says
on
Cells
that?
Is in your fam, Tomley, so we'll see how that goes out.
Yeah, okay. All right, next we've got Hydro. Hydro's fam, World of Warcraft, the Horde. For the Horde, they're coming for you, they're coming for everyone. They've got the most space stretched out across the map. So here they've said their roster is, they've got Hydro P, White Shadow, they got Hells. Let's see, that's what you've got. I know that Flip Mode is in this fam. And then I thought I knew one other.
EW Forever is there as well.
Yeah, Pinwheel Forever is in here. But yeah, these guys definitely they jumped out to that real good early lead. I had something else to say. As you said in your comments, MTG, the only pop bankers. So I'm sure you can count on them just churning out the Oct and the Wizards all round and having way more than anyone else. I think that's pretty much guaranteed, especially with how their economy is going.
Yeah, they have a great start when it comes to economy. And the other thing I called out, too, is they don't have a Kamar, which is going to be interesting when it comes to wars, because everything that I know is that Kamars are always great, but we'll see how it works out. And, you know, they were the big targets when everyone started looking at these cheaters, and maybe they're vindicated, maybe not. We'll see what happens.
I mean, I think it's very obvious that they definitely weren't the cheaters. I mean, I could see immediately that they weren't. I probably had more information than other people, but yeah, I mean, I knew it wasn't these guys at all. Talking about Kamar, so Kamar is really, they're way more powerful early in the round. Later, it really doesn't make as big of a difference, so I don't think it's an issue at all. They don't have a Kamar. Because, I mean, once you set portals up everywhere, the extra, 1 or 2 hours really doesn't make a huge difference. All right, Munder is a dirty raider and will not back down on that.
Yeah, chat's interested in this Kamar comment, and they're all still trying to figure out where Frosty is, so maybe he is in that He-Man fam.
Yeah, maybe. I mean... Frosty is another one of those guys that, like, light guns, hydro, translucent, I don't know, him, tons of others, extremely good with economy. So I would be very surprised if Frosty was in a family that was not doing well ego-wise.
So finally, we'll hit the number one family right now, and that is my family. And for those of you who don't know, it is myself and Tommy, TBO, Xenon, Tortoise, also known as Josh, New Italy, and Zero. I'm not really sure who Zero is, but he is doing pretty well right now.
Yeah, Airwing's calling him out as Cells. But yeah, we've had a good time so far. Let's see, but yeah, Horde Fam has definitely been in the lead for the most of the round. But yeah, I mean, they've slowed down to, yeah, who knows, save up to just beat us down in the next tick. Hydro says it was in fam fighting, but yeah, I mean, it could be anything in fam fighting. They could have 100% of their planets portaled already. They could have just giant savings to just go and smack some fools around. Hydro's setting expectations low, but yeah, I don't believe that. But yeah, I'm leading this family. I like it a lot. We're having fun. Had a pretty good start, even though we took huge breaks to sleep, and it didn't seem to let too many people catch up. We're doing well. We're having fun. But yeah, I like this family. I don't know if we'll be able to pull off a win. I'd say that's probably unlikely. But we'll be around till the end for sure.
Yeah, when I was talking about the top four families before, at least my personal top four is us, the Horde, Turtles, and then Dark's family. What would you say your top four was?
Top four. I mean, I'd put us in the top four. Horde, definitely. Dark's family, definitely. And then, Turtles, for sure. And then I'm not going to count out Winnie the Pooh family, so I'll definitely include them in any contender list that we're gonna publish.
Well, and tomorrow is going to be 1 week into the round. We're still pretty far into the expo phase. So when do you think we're going to see our first big war?
I can't really speak for sure to that. I would be surprised if it was before things fill up a little bit, especially because, I mean, all through today, families 2 through 7 have been, within something like 10% of each other's net worth. I mean, so it's so close that if any family stops to fight a huge war right now and stop growing, especially with so much empty space, I think that would really hamper their progress. So I doubt what'll happen, but I mean, literally anything can happen. People do the dumbest stuff in this game sometimes. So I'd say it'll probably be a bit. I don't know if the old map isn't the same as before and doesn't tell you of all the naps that have been going, because there haven't been a lot that popped up there. But who knows? That functionality might have just completely broken, and it doesn't tell you when non-aggression pacts are being signed, because there haven't been a lot of those. So we might not have that many huge cancellation wars to look forward to this round.
Yeah, I don't think it shows that anymore. I think you just have to use the op, which I don't even think works. So you're not really sure who's napped to who and who's not napped at all.
Oh, because I've seen 2 or 3 in there. Sometimes the bar shows up and sometimes it doesn't.
So any other comments on the round or any more about the cheating you want to go over?
Yeah, I mean, we could jump into... Let me pull up that forum post that Pi put up, but yeah, we could talk a little bit about, I mean, people in the chat could throw out what actually Shane was doing. Was it just obvious market aiding? Because a couple of people seemed to think that it was a little more discreet than just market aiding, but some of it started to seem like very conspiracy theory, tinfoily, Munder leading the charge on everything is conspiracy. But little does Munder know that it's just him playing this game and none of us are actually real people.
So from what I know, it looked like on about tick 56, I believe, all the remaining spots were filled up by new accounts. They didn't build anything, they didn't grow, and they sold everything on the market right away.
Yeah, and the people who did infiltrate those accounts, which Munder claims he was first and deserves all the credit for this, pointed that out and showed it. I mean, I wasn't really concerned about this at all. I mean, I'm used to there just being plenty of completely inactive accounts at the start of the round. I didn't pay any attention to it. I wasn't going to spend gold to cast ops on them. But I mean, I knew pretty much right away it wasn't in any of the top families because I had decently good tabs on them. And especially because my eco start wasn't super optimized. We weren't crazy coordinated and did all right. And we were still pretty close to the top. I mean, there is definitely no one getting an impossibly good start. So yeah, I mean, everyone's definitely had their fair chance, and it turned out to be one of the lower down families who really is at a disadvantage because of the cheating, and it really didn't help them that much.
Yeah, and from what Pi said, it looks like the family didn't get that much extra aid, so it didn't really help them out that much. So that's good that none of the other people there got penalized in any way. But they do have to deal with that player now. They have to kill him off, which is why they had to jump, like they talked about. So it is going to affect their round and affect how they do things. Maybe that pushes them into a war earlier as well.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. And as all the chat is showing, Munder definitely owes Hydro a bit of an apology for just straight up accusing him of cheating immediately. For the record, definitely not Horde family that was involved in this in any way. There's still some conspiracies floating around that it is, but I just don't see that at all. And yeah, again, during that time, I saw a handful of their infills, and it's definitely not them.
Well, I'll tell you, the past couple of rounds has been pretty interesting. The rounds have been really quiet. And then towards the end, there's about 87 to 100 accusations of illegal alliances. And I think about two rounds ago, there was my family was supposedly in 18 different illegal alliances, depending on who you talk to. So it's really interesting and weird. So we'll see if that starts happening again this round as well.
Oh, I've already been accused of an illegal alliance. I don't actually remember if I threw that one in family chat, but yeah, it was. I think the third or fourth or fifth planet I cleared from being too close to us, and I immediately get a message accusing me of being in an illegal alliance because they had another planet cleared within like a tick of that. By a different part of their edge, and that's just how it's always been in IC. But MTG, you didn't play when illegal alliances were allowed in Milky Way, did you?
I did not. That was before my time. This is about my sixth or seventh round now, I think.
Oh man, I have to tell you, that was literally the worst time I have ever had playing this game. It was absolutely ridiculous. If you think there's a lot of grudges now, you've got the rivalries with the Munder, Frosty, Hydro, Cells, all those guys. You have, I mean, actually pretty much all of those people, a good number of those people were involved in all of that stuff. But it was across galaxies at one point. Yeah, I opened up illegal alliances to be allowed in Milky Way, and there had been some drama in Supernova, lots of people ganging up on everyone else. Mag-7 was the alliance with TBO, Cells, Munder, I think Frosty, and then a couple others, and then that somehow got dragged into my... I ended up with most of them in one family. They were in it, and everyone was coming for us. It was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, that sounds pretty crazy. I don't know if I would like that at all, honestly. It does not sound fun.
I mean, it was interesting. I definitely did not prefer it. I had to jump up with lots and lots of forum posts. And yeah, we eventually got convinced Pi to turn that one over and basically put it out, because now it's basically an honor code thing, because you can't use like Discord messages or anything to prove illegal alliances. A lot of people do just resort to calling everything an illegal alliance. But that's just part of the fun and the drama of the game.
So I'm going to reach out to Chad and see if anyone's got any questions they want to ask of either me or Tommy, get our opinions on any things or our thoughts. Anyone got anything out there?
Yeah, they seem to be on some of their own tangents.
Well, I will say this is the most we've had listening to any of our IC radios, so that's definitely awesome. Glad everybody here tonight.
Yeah, shout out to Airwing for staying up till 3:30 in the morning to listen to this. Next segment, let's go. What are your guys' all favorite bugs in the game? You want to throw those in chat? Even today, yeah, we've hit a couple classics. Oh, morale. I've had, morale, that throws me back to, I had a round where, we tried to start passing planets in the family, and it started costing morale. It was ridiculous. A lot of people are posting now that some families can't pass planets at all.
Yeah, that was a bug that came up, I think it was started last round, where if you cancel an NAP or you have an AP, it also affects your family. It's really weird.
Yeah, so, Dark, am I the loud one?
What was that?
Dark's complaining that one of us is too loud. I feel like it's me because I'm on my phone. But yeah, see ya, Hydro. Best of luck to you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Hydro. Have a good night. But yeah, so the bug doesn't allow you to pass planets, which is very important. We all know right now as far as doing our research builds and things like that. So it's a huge deal. I know Pi pushed out a fix earlier that supposedly fixed it for the family involved, but I don't know if it's going to come back and haunt us one day.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, Xenon says it's fixed also. We had a player this round learn that the old classic bug of if you have transports stationed on a planet and then the planet gets taken or swapped and it's not yours, the transports disappear. That's a good old classic too.
You know, someone brought up Pickles Custom Galaxy Terra, and he had a couple bugs there as well. Airwing built some fleet, did some science, and it disappeared overnight. So we had to reset that. And I don't know how it's going right now. I decided not to go in the second time around.
Yeah, I sort of wanted to play it, but then I got dragged into Milky Way instead. There's the bugs that you're not sure if they're bugs or not, like the mass building lasers hides which the coordinates of which planet it's built on. That one I think of more as a feature, not a bug. Then there's the what was the other one I was trying to think of? How research updates, because I think the welfare updating only once every 24 hours is not a bug, but then you've got stuff like construction science staying high because net worth from new planets doesn't get factored in until the tick after. So that's 800 net worth for every single planet that doesn't go into, that doesn't affect your building research at all, which I mean is the basis for so much of eco strategy in this game. Yeah, Renegade says leave that alone. Yeah, I don't think there's anyone really out there who would vote for that bug getting fixed.
It's interesting to see what actually started out as a bug and became just part of the game and it's part of the strategy now, and what really is a bug and is really a problem that needs to be fixed.
Yeah, and I mean, there's some problems that'll never be fixed because there's no true fix, like morale you can't really not have it because not everyone wants to sign up for a hardcore galaxy every round, but you can get to how it was a couple of years ago where you basically don't really want to have very much infra at all, because then your net worth will be too high and you won't be able to make attacks because you run out of morale. It's not really a bug, it's more of just trying to find the balance, and yeah, we'll see how big of a factor morale plays in this round. I think a big thing with morale, at least, it contributes to people not generally wanting to do the 2v1s, 3v1s. Apparently there were a lot of those last round that I heard about. But yeah, morale's a huge killer for those. It'll be interesting to see what sort of drama we get from people ganging up, because now that pretty much everyone knows where everyone is, all that ganging up and grudges and rivalries could bubble up. And yeah, also I'm sure there will be lots of fun forum posts about it for all of us.
Yeah, I know we've had a couple of discussions with the mod group and Pi as far as how to fix morale or do something different. And it is a difficult problem looking at, you want to make sure that there's war in the game, but you don't want someone to get demoralized where they don't want to play anymore. And I think it was either last round or the round before where I was put in protection mode twice, like immediately. And I was just like, why am I doing this? This is not fun. So it's kind of interesting, and it's going to be a fix that Pi is going to eventually have to do and get out there to make the game better.
Oh yeah, man, protection mode. That's another one that people can sort of abuse. And then the toughest thing with that is it doesn't tell you if you're a new player that if you cast any ops or make a single attack, it pulls you out. When a lot of times you really want to stay in that and ride out the full 24 hours. I think it's 24 hours, right?
No, I think it's longer than that. I think it's 48 or 72.
Oh yeah, 40. People are saying 48. I should know that. But yeah, hey, it's been a couple months since I played, and there's so many noobs out there who will bring themselves out of it. I swear 50% of the time when I put someone in P mode, they bring themselves out of it accidentally.
You talked about the noobs out there, and that's kind of interesting because it doesn't seem like there's as many this round as the previous rounds of people playing, and maybe that's the people in the bottom families that we don't know much about. But I know at least last round, like the winning family, they had two brand new players in there that did awesome. So that's definitely something different, because if you look at our family, possibly a Horde, Winnie the Pooh, Turtles, they don't have any brand new players in there. So that's definitely a good and bad thing.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure there's a ton of people out there who would consider that anyone who wasn't playing before like 2003 is a new player. But yeah, I mean, it's a difficult game to get into, especially when there's so many people that will just remove you from their family if you don't get into chat or don't know what you're doing. I mean, when I started the game, I couldn't jump into IRC. I was like 12 years old. I was just pushing the buttons, doing the numbers. That way I remembered the game and came back. But yeah, I mean, I wasn't involved in all the super coordinated stuff. And making the game, making the game more casual is a thing where, I mean, a lot of us here aren't here to play a casual game, but the more casual you make it, the easier it is for new people to jump in and get involved. It's a balance. And I mean, everyone I've talked to thinks Pi is doing a great job. We're all excited to see the alpha. Hopefully that'll go to beta at some point.
So the alpha has actually been scrapped. He is going back to the original game code, pulling things in from the alpha and updating the original game code with the stuff from there. But there's not going to be a new alpha or beta, honestly.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I mean, I've generally agreed with the changes that Pi has made. I think he's making the game better. So it'll continue to improve. I mean, there's more players now than there were when I got back in after after what, a 6 or 7 year break a couple years ago.
So chat's kind of quieted down. Does anybody else have any questions before we get off here for tonight?
Yeah, I think that's it. Chat's slowed down a little bit. I think that's everything that I had to talk about. But yeah, thanks so much for setting this up, MTG. Thanks for having me on. It was a lot of fun. Thanks to everyone who joined. Anything else to add, MTG?
Nope. My plan is to do this maybe next week again or the week after. We'll see how it goes. And as soon as I turn off the recording here in a second, I'll take a mute off of everybody so you can talk in chat if you want to.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Thanks for recording it. Maybe we'll get some special exclusive for the first Cancel War or something when that shows up.
Sounds good. Hopefully we will. Thanks, Tommy. Have a good night.
All right. Good night, Kyle.